Blog Talk Radio.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving, come on, this away. If you're cold and in the heat of, you will surely.
Z morning. Good morning. Fabulous Friday, Eric. Fabulous Friday.
Yeah, a lot going on, brother. A lot going on. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. You know, I was hearing that old song said, there's a storm out, you know, and it really is a storm out, and it's moving this whole way. I thank God for the hello.
Yeah, Reverend Herring. Reverend Herring, that brother here, he's chiming in.
Good morning, bro.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank God for the healing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Reverend Harris, I'm going to be on mute for a minute. I got some noise going on, but Yeah, thank God for just allowing us to see another day.
God bless you. I want to get serious for 1 second, if you don't mind. Good morning, brother, again. And good morning, brothers and sisters. I thank God. Man, I'm telling you, I was talking to Brother Nutty on yesterday. We hung up. You know, he called me a little after the ministry yesterday, said one of his, his niece, I guess he teacher, babysitter, if I get it right, gave her a Christmas present and came back the next day and caught in a fire and died, you know, to my, you know.
Yeah, she's a tutor. She was a tutor in Aries. She's a friend of the family. And I think somewhere down the line, she's kin to us. But, yes, and she was just had a birthday like 3 days ago, this lady did. She's like 22.
We had just talked about, you know, we be saying things, you know. And I know we say it and we mean from our heart that you never know. When we be saying that if it be God's will for us to be here tomorrow, I don't know about nobody else. I meant that. You know, I can't speak for everybody else. I meant that. You know, you could be here and go in the same day. Yeah, little noise, brother. You could be here and leave the same day.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm now we ain't got so much. People got a platform, and they can spit. They can do anything and get ratings. You know what I'm talking about? To get themselves known. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you, man, this stuff is not what we think it is. Cause you can talk. You got a prayer of lips. Man, this thing is serious about how salvation is come aboard. Jesus came, and we're going to try to speak on that a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. Then I was talking to him about a certain person, you know what I'm talking about, and I told that person I was coughing real bad. He said all he had is just allergy. I said, you lying to me. Brother, you know what? I hear your allergy. And he texted me and said, man, he tested positive for COVID out the blue. You know what I'm talking about? Yesterday, you know. I just told Brother Nutty about this man. Now they know what I'm talking about. Just told Nutty, and he texted me talking about he got tested positive for COVID. See, them. Don't get this wrong, real. Them coughs and stuff, man. Today we had to watch it, man. It might be minor, something a little bit, but it's at the point now. Every little sneeze, every little cough, man, you can have that cold, man. You know what I'm talking about? Don't, and you can, and you, when we sit there and in prayer, brother, I'm not saying you have it, you know, I don't know, but I say this here. I'm saying this here. He thought it was just allergy, man, and. He got tested yesterday, and he was COVID, man. It was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it was. Why? I told him, man, you need to go check this out. You know, it's Christmas time. Our grandbaby's going to come over. Our kids going to come over. I know y'all probably getting tired of hearing this here. But, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, don't get out there and be so taboo and thinking that it ain't nothing but a little bit. You know, we used to take Tylenol, NyQuil, and all kind of things, and keep on pushing, man. But this thing is real, man. You might make it. You might not. It might. You took the vaccine or not. You might make it. But someone, you might affect somebody, especially the older generation. They're more susceptible to it, you know. Somebody said, "Well, I'm up. Right. I ain't never got it." Well, you just thank God you didn't get it and haven't got it. You know,
right.
I'm tapping God's heart. I ain't tapping no wood. I'm tapping God's heart. I said, "Thank you. I haven't had it." You know what I'm talking about? But I'm not exempt, though. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm telling you, man. I know Christmas coming up. Everybody joyful and everything, and Merry Christmas. And I'm not no Scrooge at all. But I'm gonna tell you, the season is our season is every day. Every day we're supposed to thank God for his son. Every day we're supposed to thank God for his son. Now we got this brother Randy. Brother Randy, hit that one button. Brother Randy sent up to text me. This man got a strong platform,
what's his name? Kanye West that wrote the Bible and got his name everywhere where God's name is. And they showed me a brief of it. You know way more than I do. I'm not gonna speak. I just saw that little bit, Brother Randy, and he said in the beginning, Kanye West created heaven. And I said, Lord,
wow.
That was crazy. I'm not laughing just because, you know, I'm just saying, God, I said, are you serious, man? Now, I know we want to talk about Jesus, man. Man, we need to get to some meat to this thing, man. We don't need to be fooled because these people got money, man. You know what I'm talking about? I heard one of them talking about, I think if I'm not mistaken, Jay-Z was tripping one time. I don't know if he still live, but he was talking about the Jehovah or something. Man, this stuff is serious, man. You will have to answer every word you say out there. But that's why you ought to be scared to want to say something about Jesus, because if you change someone's life and scatter God's people, brother and sister, you will have to answer for that. You wouldn't have an ounce for that. Yes, sir. What? How did it go? Someone messed it up, Brother Randy?
No, I just looking. You know, I'm always reading something and looking at something. And I come across that this morning, and it said that he wrote his own Bible, and everywhere Jesus' name was, he put his name. And you know that, you know, it's, I don't know if it's, I mean, for one, you know, we take this thing serious, this walk that we walk every day, and this ministry that we do. And God, we take it very seriously. I don't play around like this. I don't know if it was no joke or whatever he's doing. I don't know. But then I was listening to something else the other day. They say he trying to turn all his properties, you know, into churches, basically. All his homes he owns, all over the world, all over the country, into churches. So I don't know what's going on with the brother. I'm just gonna keep him in prayer. And
you're right. He need prayer. I want to say a little earlier, I don't know too much about the young man either, but when his mother passed, I believe that's if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah,
and his mother, and he took it real hard.
Real hard.
And I know we all do. We know we go. You know, that's something. Anybody you love, man. You know, I know we love our mothers. You know, it's something about those fathers. They got to take a little while. Some of us, we got some good fathers out there, Randy.
Yeah.
All of them ain't that bad. You know, all of them ain't wishes us gone. You know. I want to say this here. You can help me with it now. I believe when she passed, man, I think he went another way with that. You know what I'm saying? Because he loved his mother. You know what I'm talking about? And a lot of folks struggle because, now this ain't no tap on nobody's got a ministry that knows about someone's grieving right now. This just came up, you know. But I want to say this. He really loved his mother, man. And I believe what's going on with his little mind right now is the adversary that got in there. And if we're going to, like you said, we're going to pray for him because, and now I know his little marriage lasts for a little while. He had, things are coming up in his life, man, and he's overwhelmed with it. And he's leading, what the Bible says over there, leading out to your what? Your own understanding.
Own understanding.
So I'm prayerfully that the brother, if he do open up church, I saw him on Joe Osteen one day. He had him in the pulpit. You know what I'm talking about? If I'm not mistaken, right? You know, you know, everybody think this thing's a game. Everybody, oh, she sound good. He sound good. And they think it's a game, man. Don't you know what he told Peter? Man, I got to go somewhere else now, Brother Randy. I got to go somewhere else. I need your help, brother. I need your help with me. Let me pray, Brother Randy. I got to go somewhere. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you humble before the throne of grace and thanking you, Father God, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. We know, Father God, that it was you that made this day out a reality, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And we, Father God, we come in submission, Father God, praying, Father God, for that family, Lord. Oh, Father, the loss of a daughter, the loss of a wife, the loss of a niece, the loss of a friend, Lord, that nothing know, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to cover that whole family, cover this niece, Lord, cover everybody that love her and going to miss her right now. We lift them up to you for strength, Lord. We know, Father God, she wasn't the only one passed on your day, but, Lord, we just ask you to cover the grieved family, Lord. The ones that are going through, Father God, are missing their loved one, because this is going to be a rough Christmas for a lot of people, Lord. They have last year they had a certain person sitting at the table with them, open up presents with them. They're not going to be here, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, for your strength, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that earth have no sorrow, that heaven can't help, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to strengthen your body, Lord. Even the ones that might say, they might be mad at you, Lord. Lord, let it be a word or something to touch someone today. Lord, we pray for Kanye West, Lord. Whatever's going on in his mind, Lord. Whatever's going on in his heart. Only you know, Father God. Father God, we just pray for you to remove and go in his heart. If there's anything against you, Father God, we just ask you to remove that spirit, Lord. Lord, we just ask you in the name of Jesus to cover all the ones who are misunderstanding you right now, Lord. There's a lot of people that wave their hands at you, Lord, and they ain't waving their hands because they want you. They're mad, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, that the earth is full of evil right now. And we know, Father God, that you are on your way back. So we ask you, Father God, prepare us, Father God, that we see your king, that you sent down, Father God, and it's going to judge this earth, Lord. And we ask you to prepare us right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. You are our Redeemer, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Brother Randy. We thank you for Reverend Henry. We thank you for Brother Nutt. We thank you for all the listeners right now, Lord. Let it be a fruitful a service today, Lord. Let it be so fruitful, Lord, that once someone might say, I want to change, or I want to help someone, I want to be able to be bold enough to tell you, you are my God, and you are my Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I hope y'all brothers still there. I hope I ain't ran no brother out. Hey, man, he put something in my heart just then, man. If y'all don't mind. Brother, man, y'all don't mind. If you don't mind, he put something in my heart. And this preaching stuff, this teaching stuff, you know, what I'm talking about, I'm just giving you my perspective. I don't have to have a right answer to this here, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm just giving you my perspective. And anybody can sign in, Reverend, brother Randy, you can get in. Anybody can hit that one button and sign in because we need to. I don't want to be so traditional, you know what I'm talking about, because this is what we do. I want us to be unique, man. I want us to come. If there's something going on, let's meet it right there, man. Let's get to the point, man, and give some clarity on some of this thing that we believe in. And that's it. You call him Jehovah. And I'm telling you right now, Jehovah came. You know what I'm saying? He came. Let me tell you something. He came down through 42 generations one time, right, for you and I. He came so humble that he rode in on an ass coat. They were looking for a king, man. They were looking for a king. And they weren't looking for no person being humble like this, coming through a manger and hiding and running around. But let me tell you something. God had a plan because he wanted him to be that lamb. And being that lamb, he had to come up like you and I, born through a woman. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. And born through this woman, then no one can say that he just appeared. You know what I'm talking about? But he came through a woman, birth. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just talking right now, y'all, but I'm finna go somewhere else. But the reason why I say that, Reverend and Brother Randy, is because I think this me now, y'all can we have a dialogue now. I think people think preaching and teaching is a fame now. You boy, everybody can do it. Go get your license offline and you get there, you can read, you can speak Greek and you can speak Hebrew and everybody just got a mic in their hand now. Man, this thing is serious, man. I got I got to tell you this here. I believe, now, this is just me, now. He put this in my heart just right now, y'all, and because I was thinking about how that when we doing something for God, watch this now, when we doing something for God, man, we got to make sure and ensure it came from God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We got to make sure it came from God. Because don't you know, when you doing something and you say, well, God said this and God told me to tell you this here, don't you know if God gave, I just believe, brother, these sisters and brothers on this line, I just believe if God gave it to Brother D, he going to give it to me. I just believe that. Can y'all help me with that? Can y'all help me? Somebody help me with me. I want y'all to talk with me for a little bit. Can y'all help me with that? Do you believe that? If Reverend Henry, if God gave you something, see, you know how people prophesy, and you know they got the prophets out there, you know, and I ain't saying God ain't speaking now. He's warning. I know he's warning. You know, dumber. But I'm saying I believe that he will give you a warning, and I really believe. And let me tell you something. No one knows the future. I don't care what nobody tell you. The devil don't know nothing. God got it all. Hey, he got it so planted that Jesus don't even know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know somebody said this man is talking crazy. Jesus don't even know. The book says it. Jesus, he don't even know the hour. Even the Son don't know. Oh, because I believe the reason why he held it back with Jesus, because you remember the time Stephen was getting stoned? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember how Jesus was getting stoned and Jesus stood up? Hey, he stood up and he saw, because that's how I believe why God was holding back from Jesus, because Jesus couldn't stand there and see you go do what we're going to do right now. Somebody that wrote a book. Now, this is what we read. They put his name in and said he substitute Jesus' name and put his name in there. Come on, man. This word is going crazy. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. I really believe Jesus getting God's getting real close, brothers and sisters.
I really believe
he's getting so close right now that you can't be doing what you think you used to. You get all this. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not a Scrooge at all. I got my grandkids, I got kids, I have a understanding of Christmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I need to get there too, though. I got to tell you, when Peter, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Y'all remember Peter? Y'all remember Peter when he denied that Jesus? Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all remember when Peter denied that Jesus? I want you to look with me. The reason why I tell y'all the preaching and teaching God's word, being the witness of God's word, you have to watch what you say. Peter said he was going to go with him, Reverend Henry. He said he was going to go with him, brothers and sisters on this line. I want you to go to Luke with me right quick, and we're going to run a little bit, because I want you to understand that when you do witness to somebody, that you know that when God is with you, because God can get in your conversation, Brother Randy, and he can make you speak bold amongst them. Don't want to hear God. He can let them speak bold. And let me tell you something. Hey, if they find you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, they're gonna be sitting there listening. If they're not for you, that God will push them away. But let me tell you something. That don't sound right, Eric. But see, God said in the last day, it's going to be a great falling away, man. And then people, I know we want to save everybody. I know we want to reach out to everybody. Some people is not going to make it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Brother, before you get off into it, you know, I'm always reading. I read something else, too. In China, they got a weapon, man. Oh, help me.
Uh-huh.
Got a weapon that somebody can arm it with their mind. Just thinking about launching the missile, they can launch it. In this world, like you say, man, we come on, brother, come on with it, come on. It's just this world so crazy right now, man. It's so much going on.
That's why, Brother Randy. I ain't cutting you off. You keep on talking. That's why. I know people say, "Oh, ain't nobody a title." That's why. When we get in this lesson, I'm going to read this lesson. I want you to get with me, and I want you to get your book, app, whatever you got. I prefer you have one of them the book. See, we need to, I know the phone got us so spoiled now, you know what I'm talking about? It got us so spoiled. We need a hard copy.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid you need to get your hard copy because them things update too much. They, them phones update too much, man.
The steady guy.
There you go. Something to help you along with the commentary of it. Help you, if you don't understand it, it'll help you understand the scripture. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So the reason why I want you to come with me with it is over here, start with that one, right? Because I wasn't there, man. I wanted to tell you about on here, Rod, man. Brother Randy did it and text me early in the morning about this this brother. So we want you to know, even though we're spreading the gospel, we want you to know we are held accountable. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us are ambassadors of Christ. Just some of us he allowed to that he ordained, oh help me, Holy Spirit, to do what we do. Some of us he do. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. That he put before, and when you're teaching and preaching God's word, now it should have been called by God, not man. Hear me good. Mm-hmm. They'll put you in the pulpit in a minute. I'm talking about God. You know what I'm talking about, God. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody want to reach out and grab Jonah. You know what I'm talking about? I felt like Jonah, man. I didn't want to go. You know why Jonah didn't want to go over there, Brother Randy? I'm getting there, y'all. Luke, I'm trying to give y'all a chance to get there. I'm on in Luke 22. We're going to start at 54, verse 54. Hey, you know why I said that, Brother Randy, about Jonah? Because Jonah knew if God allowed him to go over there and speak to them people, they gonna repent.
Oh yeah.
But Jonah was mad because them people were talking about God and they want to hear God. Look at this here. And God was so merciful. That's why we do what we do, because we know God is so merciful. God, like you said, we pray for old brother. God could turn him around. But I'm telling you like this here. I'm like this is my brother. Brother D always said it to me. We always like I'm just really scared to say some of the things they say. It's too close.
Oh
to close.
Yeah.
It's too close. It's too close to blaspheming, man.
Yeah,
it's way too close. And I know, you know, so if I know it, why am I repeating that? You know what I'm talking about? So I don't even want to repeat it, brother Reverend Henry. I don't even want to repeat it. I know you ain't got that with me yet. Let me try to hear him so y'all can get that with me. Watch this here. Now, God, now Peter, watch this, what he said. He said, then took they him and led and brought him unto who? To the high priest. Go here, but high priest Hiles, and Peter followed what? Afar off. Now, watch this, y'all.
I'm going to do something.
Prior to this now, Jesus told him what's going to happen. He told him that he's going to have to go. And he know he's finna go through some things. And he knew that there was gonna be some time that when he going through, then he was warning them that he knew they gonna have to pick that cross up, Reverend Henry. They gonna pick that cross up, Brother Randy. And he know one day that they gonna have to go through some things. So but he had to go through them for him so they can know that they can when they do call on him, that he gonna be there to help them. Oh help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So they gonna get to see. That Jesus went through everything he said he was going to do, prophesying that he's going to be done like he's getting done at this time right now. Now watch this here, so make sure we go through a little faster because we got a little time right here. Watch this here. Them back up, then took him, and that's Jesus, and led him, that's Jesus, and brought him, that's Jesus, into the high priest's house. Remember them hymns now, and put the follower afar off. Peter followed afar off, and when they have kindle a fire, here we go, y'all, in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. Here we go, y'all. So Jesus told them. He said, you're going to deny me before the rooster crow three times, Reverend. When that rooster crow three times, you're going to deny me. He said, that ain't going to happen, right? I'm going to follow you all the way. But right now, we already see Reverend Henry. He followed from a distance. A lot of us talking about we're going to preach and teach God, but God put you in some circumstances, and you just shut your mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus said my word. But now he told us after he left, he wants us to speak now. Oh, hell, you better get in the book. He wants us to speak now. It's a time not to say something, but right now it's time for us to speak God's word. So Peter was following the distance, and he got by these people. They didn't build the fire. Now they watching Jesus going through this kangaroo court. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then here they are, the guy in front of the priest is finna go do some questionnaire, and Peter's saying this, Reverend Henry, and the father is warming his hand up at this fire, but a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, Reverend, and earnestly looked up at him and said, he said, look at this man, oh, I got some two things in this one here, was also with him. You hear what I said? And he said, and he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I know what he was trying to call himself doing. He didn't want to uncover himself. He didn't want to let the folks know that he knows Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. Anytime you somewhere, Reverend Eric, Brother Eric, whatever you want to call him, Reverend Henry, Brother D, teachers and ministers, you somewhere, and children of God, you somewhere, and someone said, man, you know, I really don't think you should be here, brother. You know, brother, I really think you should get off, brother. I mean, I really see you should. I'm going to tell you something. Well, man, I want to kick it. I want to cheer. I want to do. Hey, brother, God has given you a way to escape. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, Reverend Henry, he gave us a way of escape because over there, 1 Corinthians 10 and somewhere around the 12th or 3rd verse, he said he will not be born on weak and bare. He'll give us a place to escape, my brother. There's going to be some time that God's going to allow you to escape from some things and get away from. But this time, he had denied him because he said, I don't know that man. That man is who? I don't know him. They go, y'all remember that him again, right? There you go, him again. That's Jesus. And he denied him. And then he said, after a little while, another saw him. They go, Jesus now. They saw him. Now, him is him. He said, thou. Oh, watch this. Thou art also them. And Peter said, man, I am not. Now he getting a little frustrated. He's trying to let him know he ain't there, Reverend. I'm not one of them. I'm not the one. I don't follow him. I don't know. I'm not the one. You got me messed up. Now what he doing, Reverend? He denied who? He denied that him they keep talking about. He denied Jesus. And Jesus told me he's gonna do this here. This is her. He told her. See, the way I went to Luke, I want you to know why I went to Luke, because I'm going to get somewhere. You're going to see what I'm talking about. And he said, in about a space of 1 hour, help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go, y'all. About a space of 1 hour after another confidently confirmed the saying of the truth of this follower also was with him, for he is a what? A Galilean. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And Peter said, man, how can I do it like that? I know not. We said what thou says. And immediately, while he yet spake, the what? The rooster crowed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been somewhere and you hear something? God gave you something in the way before that brother ran, and something came to you. And when it came to you like this here, man, he told me about it. And you know you failed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know ain't no got nobody on here never did no wrong. Ever since they've been walking with God. They've been just walking with God perfect. They ain't never did no wrong. You know, God ain't never just really just tapped into them. Now, I love God so much because I want to keep an ear from, I can hear someone talking, right, Reverend? This is how I am now. I hear someone talking, no matter who he's coming out of, and God can speak to that person and say some things out of that person that you know God is confirming it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he confirmed this, because I know you was with him, Reverend Henry. I know you all would be a God fan. I know you go to church. I know you sing and lead the choir. I know you, Reverend, Brother Randy. I know you. I hear you reading. Come on, you're going to your notes and going to down the line and finding things to present to the people. I know you do these here. I seen this here. You can't tell me you're not one of them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why did we put it down? I'm going to stop there for again. Why did we put it down? Who were we trying to impress when we just stopped following God? Who? We know too much, my brothers and sisters, to put God down. to stop following God because we want to be with the in crowd. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know the in crowd, the mainstream, is what the Bible says, you'll find many going that way? Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He said, but broad, it's a narrow that way. You know, I like that part. When you, the broad way, you see many, but that narrow, you just see a few people, Reverend Henry. You see a few people trying to go this route. You know, I don't put no number on. God said one day with him is 1,000 years. So I quit putting numbers on things. But I do know one thing about it. He knows the number. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He knows the number. And this brother said, I confirm. I seen him. I seen Reverend Henry. I seen Brother Eric. I seen all the sisters and brothers listening to him, Brother Simon, my boyfriend. You know what? God is speaking. When you around something and you feel it in your heart is not right, you supposed to stop, my brothers and sisters. Stop and say, Lord, help me. You know how to use my words, but Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. You might want to be like most of the people. Lord, I know Abraham. I heard about him. Lord, I know Isaac and Jacob. I heard about him, Lord. But it's me, oh, Lord. Oh, stand in the need of a blessing. I need you right now, Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe he'll warm your back. Now, watch this here, Reverend. The reason why I took so long with that, because Peter had some good, he had a good thought and everything, what he was going to do, but God showed him something through his son that you're going to deny me 3 times. This is what the third time now he heard. This is the main part of one of the scriptures I wanted to put to you, why I know preaching, when God was really teaching and preaching to someone, when he doing something wrong in the pulpit, or when he doing something wrong with his children, look what Jesus did to him. If you really got a call on God, from God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you really truly got a call on God, I believe you're going to have some kind of experience with God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't talking about no emotional spirit. I'm talking about some of them spirits that cause you to get to your knees while you're even witness. Oh, help me. What you talking about? Have you ever got to your knees when you're witnessing somebody? When I'm talking about spiritually, you get to your knees because when you're speaking of God, you're coming right back to yourself. Hold your finger right here for a minute because I got to rush right quick. He said, in the Lord. But this is what helped me now. In the Lord, turn.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, I know some of y'all already read it, but can I take my time with it? Because you need to understand, the Lord, Jesus, was getting persecuted, getting tormented, and he turned and looked up on Peter. Now, this ain't in Matthew. It's not in Mark. It's not in John. It's only in Luke that the writer said that he stopped in the middle of going through what he was going through, and he looked at people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, y'all man, ain't got on board yet. Don't you know you want God to look at you? Don't you really want God to look at you? Some people say, no, you really want him to look at you because why you in the body? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, my sisters and brothers, that you can repent from it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, he looked at him. And Peter, what Peter do, Reverend? He remembered.
Yeah, he did.
What he do, man? Have you ever had to remember something, Rev?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever remembered something?
Yeah.
I think about myself. Let me tap dance a little bit because I feel good about it because my remembrance called me to look at others like he looked at me before I knew him and say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you just didn't hear what I said. My experience of life, when I see people, when I witness to people, when I'm talking to people, I look at them and say, Lord, have mercy. Not looking like I'm feeling to them. Look at them because I knew where they are at their place, where they is right now, that they need thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They need thee every hour. Not just a little bit, but every hour. Why would I say that? Why are you just taking your time? Because too many times that you go somewhere, you listen to concerts 5 hours, you go somewhere, you watch a game for 3 hours, you go somewhere, you be in a drag strip for 5 days, you go somewhere, you can just have all kinds. But when it comes to God, people don't want but 10 minutes of it. I know why. Because the Spirit is not willing for the Lord. Jesus preached to the people for 3 days, and they wanted to send them away. And Jesus said, hold up, don't do that. He said, they got a long journey. He still ministered. He still had compassion. He said, they got a long journey. He said, I want to feed them before they go. Oh, help me, hold. Then, don't you know one time it was 4,000, one time it was 5,000, and Jesus said that wouldn't include the women and the children. Don't you know it was more than 5,000 and 4,000 at the time he fed them? He said he looked around there with one lad had 5 bowls of bread and 2 fishes low. Jesus took that bread and pointed up to God. I fed all of them, and it had 12 bags of fragments left over. Don't tell me what God won't do. help me on this business. Don't tell me God won't what he won't do, because he'd be the only reason you don't know, because you ain't never been experienced with him. That you ain't walking close enough to him. Because I'm going to tell you something. Are you breathing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Holy Spirit. Can you wave your hand? Can you look down at your feet? Can you do like some people? Can you go outside? I don't know what car I want to drive. Can you look at? I don't know what room I want to sleep in. I don't know if I got a job. Don't you know that's enough to thank God for? That you can see, you can breathe, you can hear. God turned and looked at people, and people remember. What do God have to get you remember to come back for where you are right now? Because if you're not walking close enough, remember what he brought you from. Everybody can't have a mic in their hand. Oh, Jesus, everybody can't have a mic in his hand, but God had to prepare Peter. He had to prepare Peter for this journey, What I'm talking about, he had to get some kind of experience, because the next time he get through this experience, he won't deny Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch, let me do this again so I can hear you. He said, and the Lord turned and looked up on Peter, and Peter remembered the words of the Lord. And how, what did he say? He had said unto him, he said, before the, I'm going to do this, y'all, for the rooster crow, he said, thou, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, should thou deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Oh, I know I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in the book. I'm still in the book, y'all. He went away. Tuck his head up, because he knows that he had failed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had failed. He knew that he could have, what? Oh, he could have, what? And said, yes, I wanted him. But he didn't want to go through what he was going through when he was sinning. See, what Jesus, I told him he was going to do that. But since we don't, we're going to rush on. I ain't going to let Peter walk away. I ain't going to leave Peter right there. Go to John with me right quick. I'm not going to leave Peter wondering in the wilderness why Jesus looked at him. And he remembered him, and he told him, I told you. Because it was written in red, Brother Randy. It was written in red, sisters and brother, when he said, I told you. Hey, I told you. Have you ever wanted to told your mom, but Jesus told you? And he said, I told you you're going to deny me for the rooster crow 3 times. You did, brother. And you denied me. And Peter was saying, some of us, we need to be that humble. Well, God didn't bring us down. There's some good speakers out there. There's some people, motivated speakers, some preachers, pastors, preaching, teachers, just doing God's will. But there are some things that somewhere down the line, like some people that left what their teaching was about. And God wants us to get back on the road and telling the people that he's coming back. See, when you do some things like Peter did, I want you to put your finger on John 21, right? I want you to go all the way down to verse 15. And then I'm going to tell you that I know this. I said we're going to talk about something else, but Brother Randy had came with something, and we just got this little thing, and God dropped this in my spirit just then. And I want you to tell you something. There are some people denying him right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They denying him right now. And I want you to tell you this here, that God is looking for us. He want to make a way that you can come back. Oh, he want to make a way that you can come back, Reverend. Yeah, they said, oh, you ain't nothing. You cussed him out. You fought him. You did this. God, you no good preacher. You ain't this, or you no good teacher. But God made a way. Hey, he made a way, Reverend. I know you probably ain't made no mistake, Reverend, but let me tell you something. I'll tell you from the bottom of my heart, if you keep walking in this body, you're going to make a mistake. Yeah. It might not be on this altar, but when you deny Christ, He denied him. And looked at Jesus. Look what happened over here, verse 15. Can I hurry up? He said, so when they had denied, look what it said. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah. He said, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How many of you know God knows your thoughts? How many of you know God knows what you're thinking about right now? How many of you know that God knows your head? He knows when you're laying down and you're getting up. He knows why you sleep, what you're thinking about. He said, Lord, you know this. Oh, you can't hide nothing for God. You can hide something for me. You can go for so long, but when God want to expose your sin, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God want to open your sin up, brothers and sisters, you will not be able to hold it up. That's a good thing for some of us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
To receive the rebuke, to receive the opening and shame, to receive that, to repent. Oh, help me, Holy. So he did this. He said, I love thee. He said, love thou me more than thee. And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, feed my lamb. And brother, you're not going to be, if you're a pastor, if you're a teacher, you say you love teaching God's word, you love helping somebody, but love has to be there. Love has to look past them, Reverend Henry. Help me with this, Reverend Henry. Love has to, even if you don't see love in that person coming towards you, you should look around them and see Jesus. Help me with it, Reverend Henry. You should look around them and see Jesus. I know they cuss you. Yeah. I know they call you no good. I know you probably did everything they said, but you better do something for me one time. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, whatever he said, confess to your sin, to him. Say, Lord, forgive me. You remember that old, you remember, I'm going to get, I don't know if I'm preaching or teaching, y'all. That's why I do this thing. Because when I'm doing this, I'm going to show you my last scripture. I'm going to show you, you're going to be intimidated. I'm going to show you why most of us as teachers and preachers and ambassadors of Christ, it's a task we have to do, even when it's coming back at us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even when we say what we're saying, we have to follow the same thing, Reverend Henry. We have to follow the same thing, Brother Randy. Watch what he says. I'm going to hear you because y'all think I'm going too slow. And he says, said unto them again, a second time, Simon. So he says, son of Jonas. He said, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord. He said, thou knowest that thou love thee. And he said unto him, now here we go. He switched something up, Reverend. He said, sheep.
Yes, sir.
He switched it up, Reverend. He went from a lamb. Okay. When we look at a lamb, that's plural, right? It's singular, right? But when we look at the sheep, it's poor, you know. It means more, you know what I'm talking about. Help me teach this. And when we look at it, he means I want you to go out. See, number one, oh, help me. Look what the Holy Spirit just gave me, y'all. See, that lamb is first is who? It's Peter. You know, you got to make sure you set out your own salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to make sure you set. Make sure you save yourself first. I'm going to make sure you love me before I make sure I let you go to talk to my people. I'm all through, y'all. I know I don't know myself because I ain't been in here in a while. Y'all pray for me while I'm trying to keep giving this to me. Y'all pray for me because Brother Darrell, that lamb was him, Brother Darrell. That lamb was him, Reverend. He had to be saved first. I got to know that I want you to repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Teach this. I want you to watch me when I go through the lamb because I'm talking to you now, Peter. I want to know that you love me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this, y'all.
Yeah.
He got him three times. The third time going to be a pretty good one, y'all. Y'all might all get on board with this third one. And he said to him, Reverend, that's what he said, Reverend. Then he said unto him, I like this part, a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Well, I'll tell you what, he keeps doing. And Peter was grieved. That's what he said, right? My book, I don't know, I wish Brother Randy. Wait, did he fall off? I don't want you. I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, with you. I was on mute, brother. I'm here with you.
Hey, Brother Randy, I'm gonna read this. I want you to see what your Bible says. I'm gonna read it one more time because I know your Bible probably read a little different. He said unto him the third time, Simon, so Jonah, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved. I want to see what your Bible says. And because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? But Peter was mad. This thing in red, Reverend Brother Rand, it's in red. Jesus is talking to her. And Peter said, you know, I love you. I'm mad. Verse 17. And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest what, Reverend Henry? All things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. All things. I'm almost through, y'all. Thou knowest that I love thee. I'm in the book, y'all. This is the same man warming his hand while the fire. He denied Jesus. But you know, I love you, Lord. Look what he said. Jesus said unto him, Reverend Henry, he said, feed my sheep. Now, I'm going to stop there, Brandon, and read that verse, what you got there, Brandon. I want to see what you're going to say, man. Because I know.
Where you was at?
Verse 7.
Where you at?
Well, you can do what you want to, but I wanted to see that verse 17. See how you read right now.
I'm mixed right here. Where you was at, John?
We'll go to 15. I don't want you to do that. Get you a full meal deal. Go to 15 and go down to 17. Get you a full meal. See how you go. Let's walk with this thing a little bit.
Well, yeah, you was a John, right?
John, chapter 21.
21, 17. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes. No, go to 15. I want you to get the full meal. I want you to feel happy like I would. Hey, y'all, this is how we used to do in that background. Brother Tim might come on, grab some. Brother D might come on and grab some. We said, Brother, we'll tell Brother Rand, hold up for a minute. Let's talk about that. It's a meeting there. And Rand stopped and said, yeah, there's no meat. What do you say? Meat make us what? Meat make us what? It's all gravy. You know, you know, we'll stop and say, this ain't nothing we don't never do, right? I just wanted my brother to get in because I know he loved the Lord too. Help me, Holy Spirit.
My. It reads like this in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, when they had finished eating, Jesus,
yes,
disciple, Peter,
uh-huh,
son of John, do you love me more than this?
Uh-huh.
Listen to what it reads. He said, yes, Lord. He said, you know that I love you.
Jesus,
Feed my lambs. This is what it be like. And Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord. You know I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt. Because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself where you wanted. But when you were older, you were stretched out hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. When Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God, then he said to him, follow me. Peter returned and saw the disciples whom Jesus loved following them. This was one who had led back at the supper and had said, Lord, going to betray you. My God. When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? He said, what about him?
What about him?
Jesus asked him, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow
get out my business.
My.
Get out my business, man.
You must follow me. Because of this, the rumor spread amongst the believers that his disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him until I return, what is it to you? You go on and on and on, brother.
Now watch this. A reason why I want you to read that, brother, and I want you to read it just like you read. I'm telling you, man, when I'm reading the word, my brothers and sisters, when I'm reading that word, and that word is like a two-edged sword.
Yes,
help me, Holy Spirit. It opens up the heart. It opened up the heart. Now, prior to that, Peter would deny. Now he's seeing that there's somebody in the group that's going to deny him, Reverend Henry. It's going to be somebody on the phone right now going to deny part of what we're saying right now. But let me tell you something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. The fight has already been won. Oh, help me. We've been vindicated. We've been pardoned. So what do? We stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. Something, he'll allow us to just move out the way, Reverend. Yes, sir.
Yes.
What's up? Brother Randall, rest with me right quick. I'm going to be through. This is all I got left, y'all. First Timothy. And then I'm going to tell y'all, we're doing something. We're going to do something. It is what it is. First Timothy, chapter 4. First Timothy, chapter 4. And verse 11, this is going to be it, my brothers and sisters, because I want to unfold why the leaders God had before him, even though they make a mistake, God allowed a way for them to repent. Even if they make a mistake, even if you see a pastor messed up, even if you see a teacher messed up, even if you see someone messed up, there's still hope, brothers and sisters. Long as blood is running warm in his veins, how many times, I don't think you can get worse than what Peter did. One of the things I can say, because he walked with Jesus. He seen Jesus healed. He seen Jesus delivered. He seen Jesus raise people from the dead, man. And he denied him. And Jesus still charged his heart, Reverend Henry. He charged his heart so he could repent.
Yeah.
And repenting, he got a chance, Reverend Henry and Brother Randy. He got a chance to say, Lord, you know what he did, Reverend? You know it's that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he said,
sir.
You know it's that. He said, but I know it, but I won't. See, Brother D, I want to hear you say it sometimes. I want to see you say it sometimes, Reverend Henry. Do you love me, Reverend Henry? So everybody think because we men, we can't tell each other we love you. I love you, Brother Randy. I know it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know why? Because I'm comfortable in my skin that I know that's my brother and that's not my woman. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm not his woman, and I know I'm not his woman. He's not mine. So I'm comfortable in my skin to know that's my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I love you, brother,
right.
And you can't do nothing about it. I meant that. You can't do nothing about it because love. What's what love does now? I'm gonna get that. Y'all, just let me know when y'all there. 1 Timothy 4 and 11. 1 Timothy 4 and 11. Let me know when you're there. I know love, right? Love in the book, see. Now, this is the book. The book is the 66 we got. The book is, when you open it up, and you can read it a little bit, but let me give you help right there with it. He said love. This is what it does, hides a multitude of sins. Oh, help me, Holy. But don't get it twisted now. It don't mean you can just willfully sin. Oh, if you made a mistake, if you bump your head, love will turn God at you and say, come to me. Love, he'll do like, come to me. That's what love does. Come to me, you all who heavy laden. Who ain't got no rest right now? I guess y'all already there. Let me go and get there, because I've been here a little too long. Look what it says, 1 Timothy 4 and 11. These things, now Reverend, Brother Randy, you with me?
I'm with you.
Every brother and sister, I hope y'all there. 1 Timothy 4 and 11. This is, I believe, even though Paul was speaking to Timothy, because Timothy was going to pastor a church, and he was trying to get him some things to deal with while he in the church. You know what I'm talking about? So this can help you when you're ministering to someone. These are things I believe you got to take with you. But I want to put something in your heart with this one here. Watch this here. He said, these things, now watch this now, command and teach. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, let no man despise thy youth. Now, it don't have to be always in age, Reverend Henry. Randy, it don't have to always be in that.
Yeah.
It could be because some of us are young in the spirit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And some of us young in the spirit now. Watch this here. Because he's going to take over church. Yeah, he was young in 80. Plus, when people look at him, he can't leave me. He's too young. I've been preaching, teaching for 40, 50 years. I've been doing, but he's going to allow him to be over y'all. Look what he said. He said, let no man despise thou you. He said, but thou be an example. Oh, Lord, here we go. Now you're talking too much now. He said, Reverend Henry, I want you to be an example. Brother Randall and brothers and sisters, I want y'all to be an example. And look what he said. He said, of the believers, in words, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in conversation, Look what he said. My book says charity, but I'm going to change it around. It says love and spirit and faith and purity. He giving them something, my brother. This is, if you keep this, if you put this in your ministry, if you put this in on God's plan, if you put this in your witnesses, brother, you're going to have a good way of what? Be able to express God's love. You're going to be able to help someone along the way. See, it's enough telling somebody to do as I say and not as I do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
How you ever told your kid? Now, I'm telling you something now. Now, I don't do this, but I'm going to tell you this. And you say, no, you don't tell them that. You tell them, I'm telling you this because I've been through it. I'm telling you this because I know. I'm telling you because I've done all this here. That's why you're trying to expose to. You can't tell nobody something you ain't going to do. I'm going to get there, you know. He said, till I come. That's what the book says. Give attendance to readiness. Oh, help me. Exhortation into the doctrine.
Yeah.
Hey, brothers and sisters. We should be ready in season and out of season, but for something like this, we should be ready to step up in time. Hey! Some of us got a strong platform. Some of us around people need to hear the word of God. Not watch this now. Not also hear it. They need to see God is working in your life. Not because you got four cars, two this, nine of that. No, but they need to know that they see a light in you, and that light is your good work. And your good works should be able to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not because you bank account. Oh, here, there's a lot of rich people miserable. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you better watch what you ask for, Reverend. You better watch what you ask for. I'm almost home. He says, let not the, here we go, y'all. Here we go. Now, put this in your heart. Neglect not the gift that's in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, somebody said, I don't know where I'm supposed to be at. But let me tell you something. You keep reading the Bible. You keep praying and not just asking God, what you want to use me in the service. Eventually, your gift that was in you will come out. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did I say something to myself with that? Eventually, God will make room for your gift, Reverend. Eventually, somebody's going to say, I want you to sing. I want you to preach. I want you to pray. Your gift will find a place. Oh, here. Sometimes we put our gift before the place. Oh, here. Somebody, Randy, the Bible said we have to wait. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, on your ministry. You have to wait on your ministry.
Yeah.
Sometimes we move because somebody told us to move. No, you better go to God. Hey, remember, I've been there. I had church on the call the other day. Remember, no. You have to wait. for what, Reverend? For the old ministry. Oh, here, let me leave that might be a whole other topic.
Yeah.
I know this ain't got, I guess I just feel pretty good because I ain't been on the phone in a while. That's why I'm talking like this probably. Watch this here. He said, with the land on the hand of the Presbyterian. See, this is when they do. I don't know what we teach. That's how I teach. They call this. Let me tell y'all something. When you get a chance, look up a word for me. Look up a word for me. Look up a word for me. And they call it expository preaching. Expository preaching. I want you to look it up when you get time. Look that word, expository preaching. And teaching. Look it up. This is what we're trying to do right here. Amen. So what's he doing right here? Oh, help me. He's telling them, after you've been gave the commandments, the preachers of the church, of the elders, they're going to lay their hands on you. That's what Presbyterian is. They lay their hands on you. Let me teach this, Holy Spirit. They're going to put their hands on you, and they're going to ordain you. That's what they're doing while you're talking about. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm in the book, y'all. He said, meditate on these things. He said, give holy to them that they profit. May appear to all. He said, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Continue them for what? Why you say, Reverend? For doing these. Oh, here we go, y'all. Now, this is why I went all the way around the Marbury bus to get to here now. This is what you hear. We used to say on the back line, Brother Tim, Randy, this is before a lot of y'all probably got on, you know, Brother D. And we always say, as I teach you. I'm teaching myself. Now watch this. This scripture, it will back what we were saying. As I teach you, I'm teaching myself. Look what it says right here. Let me make myself take my time. He said, take heed of thyself unto the doctrine. He said, continue in them for doing this, thou shalt what? Both. Say thou shalt and them that hear thee. Is that in the book, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you do all this thing now, he said, you not just only saving them, he said, you should save yourself and them, even the ones who hear thee. Is that in the book? Did you read like that? Brother Randy, I'm through with that. Did you ever read like that, Brother Randy?
Let me give it to you. Let me give it to you. This is what it says. Commend and teach these things. It says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Oh, that's meat on that bone there, brother. I'm going to read that one more time. It says, commend and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and in conduct and love and in faith and in purity. It says, until I come, devote yourself to public reading of scripture, to preaching, into teaching. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like that, brother. It says, until I come, devote yourself to public reading of scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecies when the body of the elders laid their hands on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I told you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I told you what the book said, right?
Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself woefully to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Preserve and because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Come on, Doc. That's it. That's it, brother. Let the church say what?
Amen.
Yes, the reason why the church say amen, but God has spoken.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe God has spoken. Can I say it again? Let the church say what? No, I'm gonna do it again because I don't feel you hear me. Can the church say what?
Yeah,
do it one time. Can the church say amen? He said because God has spoken. That original writer of that song was Andre Kraft, right? He wrote that song. You hear a lot of people singing it now, but it was written over almost 50 years ago when he wrote that song, man. And he said, "Let the church." Say amen.
Amen.
He said, you know, and then you keep singing, then he'll say, can I get a witness? Oh, Lord, let me leave y'all alone, man. It might be too much of one. I feel pretty good today. I know I wanted to talk about over here, Rob, if it be God's will. Now, watch this now. If it be God's will, I know a lot of us got a lot of things going on tomorrow, but if it be God's will, if we can get back on here. I'm not saying we're going to hang up now. I'm just saying what God gave me in my heart, I wanted to express because he talked about that young man, about that Bible, you know, and I wanted to let you know that this thing, this ain't no plaything, you know, and it's so close to blaspheming the Holy Ghost. It's pitiful. So I think you almost, when you deny God, you're putting yourself, I'm saying God now, and no, you denying God, you're putting yourself in a form of what? A blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So I want to tell you this. That's why I wanted to. But Peter got a chance to repent. You understand me? And Jesus knew it. That's why he told him prior to that you're going to deny me. I believe we're on this ministry. Watch this now. I ain't trying to talk about nobody. But a lot of us been denying God because when we supposed to speak, we don't speak. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When we in some situation, we want to be popular and be with the mainstream. We don't get in. Well, this ain't the place. But who said it's not? Have you asked God? See, when you pray like we're supposed to, while people talking or doing something contrary to God, and you pray, God might tell you, say, well, just say this to him. Oh, here
yeah.
the Holy Spirit. If you pray, just say this to him.
Amen.
See, he might make
Amen.
A place that you can witness to that person. He might make a place that you can talk to that person. But I learned a while ago,
yeah.
Brother Randy, not just even when you're talking, you got to be an example for the people.
Yes.
Example
yes.
for the people. We used to use that word when we
yes.
didn't know no better. Don't be looking at me. We used to do that. You know, I ain't gonna lie, we used to do that. But I'm telling you now, the Bible said we should be examples. That Bible
mm-hmm.
told me we should be the light of this world. I'm just reading what the Bible
mm-hmm.
says. If we should be a light of the world, and the light should shine so bright that your good works and your good words should be glorified through your Father. When they see that, they should say the Father God is in him. Jesus is walking
yes.
with him.
Yeah.
You know, not you so great, but Jesus. Look at Randy. Look at Reverend
mm-hmm.
Henry. You know, Reverend Henry sounded real bad yesterday, but now he got a little deep voice now. You know, he got a deep voice right now. he's getting
yes,
that old song out now, you know. But I want to say this in passing, man. I love you guys, man. I love everybody. I'm sorry I can't be on like I used to be, but I just thank God for allowing the time to come and express some love. I thank you, brother, for allowing me to come and minister with you guys, man, because I do know that anybody can speak at this time. I do know it's always open for someone to call on the Lord. We here, and I believe it's one voice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe we here are one voice. And I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your
yeah.
sin, it's a good
right.
time to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
If you
mm-hmm.
fell away, if you just messed up, you can come back to Jesus. Don't you know you can come back to Jesus? You can come right now. There's someone on this phone will pray with you. Hold your hand that you never walk alone. They call
yeah.
it a sponsor, Brother Randy. You know what I'm talking about? When you go to them AAU meetings, they call it, you got a sponsor over here. You know who your sponsor
wow.
is?
Yes.
Yeah. You know who your sponsor is? Your sponsor is anybody
mm-hmm.
on the line right now. We'll hold mm-hmm. your hand, talk to you, and
mm-hmm.
minister you. You know what I'm talking about? It will minister unto you. We love you. We always, if there's anything we're saying, we always make this disclaimer because we know that I'm not a scholar by none. I just love what God gave me and put in my heart to present because, you know, I did tell you we were going to do something else, so you know this wasn't the thing I wanted to speak on. But God has something else to do. You know, talking about, and Brother Randy, we thank you for that, your help, man. Thank you, Reverend, your name. Like, again, I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters, I'm really, it tears me up. I can't be on here like I normally do. But when I can, I will be here, you know. Thank you, brother, man. Y'all keep me in your prayers, man.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That means if I keep talking, man, I'll go another hour. So y'all better come on, brother. Y'all go another hour. Y'all want to go another hour? Y'all better come on, man. Come on. Y'all got something? Y'all got something to give to him? Pray or something? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Help me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Yeah. I was saying. My heart and my spirit has been overjoyed because that was a word that you kept using over and over again. And I was laying here and the Holy Spirit said, that word is not used a lot. And I've heard this word more.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how long God's plan has been in existence, but I've heard this word more on God's plan than I've heard it since I accepted Christ. And that word is repent. And he said, preachers and teachers, and they use other words, but they need to use the word repent.
Praise God.
That's the word that's going to save us. And that's all I have. I hadn't heard that word in a long time, but on here, we hear it constantly. We hear it constantly.
And
that's
Darryl,
what the world needs to, yes. Yes, sir.
I guess I don't talk that much. But let me, brother, when you say that, because I really believe that's what this ministry is about. This ministry is what God's plan is today, right today. The people need to repent. The people need to turn and come. Brother Randy preached one time, teach one time, and said this here. This is what he told us. He said, if my people, Brother Randy, you remember this? Are called by my name. Humble they still. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. When humble they still and seek my, come on, let me leave it alone. Seek my face.
Yeah.
One thing, we won't humble Reverend Henry. We won't seek Reverend Henry. We won't look up Reverend Henry. Hey, Reverend. And then he said, I will hear from heaven and heal thy way. Brother Randy gave us that for a while back. I don't know if you remember. I don't forget too much.
Oh yeah.
That's a brutal thing, man. Hey, Reverend Henry, my eyes is messing up. I'm gonna send you this here. I don't know if she sent it to y'all already. Hey, Martha, she gave us some strain. I'm straining to read this, you know. Oh man. Let me. I can't do it. I won't. It won't let me. I'm trying to. Y'all, bro, with me. Hey, Martha, sis. It's hard for me. I'm trying to. Okay, Christmas is captivity. Christmas in captivity. Christmas in captivity. He said, God Himself has built a bridge. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, God Himself has built a bridge for Himself to us. Oh, help me. And drawing done from on high as we visit us. I love this poem. He said, at Christmas, we embrace the good news that God in Christ has come to us, whatever we are, and has had a bridge in the gap between us. He had invaded our personal darkness in His light, and lifted the load of sorrow, guilt, and loneliness in the way that weighs us down. Oh, hear me. It does, man. Never get it twisted. A lot of us, we grew up, we know, we've been taught, we know what the reason for a season is. But sometimes people be so happy, man, when this time, because they know they're going to get a gift or something. You know, they know somebody going to show some love to them, you know. And these are the seasons right now we show love, you know. Because even though I didn't go through that lesson, but I wanted to tell you, there were three wise men. And they learned about Jesus was being born again in Bethlehem. They wanted to see him, and they didn't have no compass, but they were some astronomers. They knew how to read stars, you know what I'm talking about? They knew how to look at a star, and the star could tell them like a compass where Jesus was. And as they got closer to Jesus, before they went to talk to him, I want to skip that for a minute, but when they got to the star, the brighter they got. You know what I'm talking about? And when they got closer to the star, it showed that Jesus was under that star. You know what I'm talking about? And when they got to see Jesus, they looked at him and they blessed him and worshiped him and thanking him. Now, these guys were wise men, you know what I'm talking about? And they knew how to navigate through the stars, right? And then they saw Jesus, and what they did, they gave Jesus gifts. They gave Jesus a gift. You know what I'm talking about? They said presents, you know? And with this present, this is what we do today. We take our loved ones and we bless them with a gift. You know, we use it. And at that time, they gave it to Jesus because they knew they had a king. A king had been come. He came through somewhere that no one would never have thought he would have came, and he came through. And I love that part like that. That, you know, what can we give to Jesus? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I think she gave me. Hey, Martha, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best to look at this. I think I got it. He said, you can't see. No, man, I can't. I'm trying to. He said, the Christmas mystery. Christmas mystery. He said, concerning for others. He said, pulling the screws from his self-abode and darkness into a new joy. And that's what it does. He said, he had appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nation, was believed in the world, was taken up in glory, extraordinary, God appear in the flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I like that. She got. I read it because she got an underline, real. Hey, real.
Yeah.
Just to think about it. The sin of our Savior. You see, look at this, sister. And I'm gonna tell you now. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. You remember Jesus? I mean, you remember Jesus? Looked at Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when he looked at him and he read in his rights and looked at him? This is how it is when we see our King. Some of us got a chance. I'm gonna say that now. You gotta stay with me. I said some of us had a chance to see Jesus. Oh, him. I know what I'm talking about. The Bible
yeah.
said no man has seen God and live. But some of us got the chance to see Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Some
That's
of us got to see his glory. Oh, help me. See, when you get close to God, when you get in, when you really get a fellowship with God, God will visit you through his Son. Now, he won't let you see his full glory, because I believe if you see his full glory, you will have to leave this earth. But I believe God
right.
will come to you through certain people sometimes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and you feel the glory of God, because he can't
yeah.
put his whole self and being on this earth, because everybody would have to die. But see, he's not ready for us to come up yet, so he'll allow us to see glimpses of him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, oh, Lord. And the most of it is in the Word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes it is in the testimony. Oh, help me. But he came. He came for you and I can have all of this now. So I thank you, Aunt Martha, for your gifts and your nuggets you give me.
Yeah.
I thank you. I got your nickname, too. You want me to say it? I know. Hey, Rev, we got a nickname, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit of this whole platform. I thank for everybody to come out. I know, and I believe from my heart, if he hadn't touched no one today, if he hadn't gave you nothing to say or nothing to holler, wave your hand, I'm going to tell you right now from the bottom of my heart, I believe God has spoken this morning. I believe God has put something in our heart this morning. It is up to us if we're going to retain it and take it on. It is up to us to apply it to our life. If you leave here and remain in the same condition you came, oh, help me, it's because what you brought to the table. It was what you brought, what you ate off the table. We try our best to convey. Aunt Martha gave us that beautiful nugget. We tried. Brother Randy came in, did what he did. Reverend spoke like he did. We come in whispering his name. Oh, help me, hold. And his name is who? Jesus.
Yeah.
So we ask again, like my brother said, you don't have to live in the condition you are. If you already think you have it, some of us know that we do this regardless. Lord, forgive me. I know I messed up. Lord, it was something on then within me made me did what I did. You can do that. God will forgive you. But don't take it all the way down until you say, well, I guess I done enough. I guess I want to turn around because you feel like you're on your deathbed. You might not get that opportunity, Reverend. We might not get that opportunity to ask God for forgiveness. We might not. So why not repent now? Repent for your ways and let God bless you. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for all the things that went for. I'm sorry we've been so long, but I wanted you to know that we love you. And I tell you from the bottom of my heart, and we're going to keep on praying for the whole body. There are some things.
Yes.
We might miss some name. We might miss some statement. But believe me from my heart, there is a God. If
you
say amiss, we'll mend it up. He will do it. Don't look at the negativity of the of life. Look at it how God had put it in for all of us, that we all have to go to the Master. Come. If you don't want to come over here, get in some church where they're teaching and preaching God's word, where they're teaching you. Get to your spiritual, not your flesh. And we say this, and I'm going to be quiet. I promise I am. If anybody else can finish this out in a prayer or got anything else to say, it's open, you know. I love you guys, man, you know. And again, I'm going to say this again. I really miss doing what I do on God's plan. I'm on mute, brothers. I'm on mute.
Hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God today for his blessing. Thank God for his still in attendance with us. We give thanks, all glory, all honor to God. We tell him thank you. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for God's blessing. Thank you for God's hearing and answering prayer. Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Hey, let me do this, Rail. And this for y'all. This is like I said. If it be God's will, if he, you know, we'll try to be on tomorrow. If it be His will, you know. If it be, just be give thanks. If just thanks and start the day off right, we might not be on long, but just give thanks to God. For God be the glory for all the things he has done. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come humble to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for how you come in and bless our heart, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Reverend. We thank you for Brother Darrell, Brother Randy, Brother Nutty, and all the sisters and brothers that came out, and Martha, everybody that came out to bring something to the table, Lord. We thank you for the listeners that came out. We thank you for the ones that come, and maybe this might be their church, Lord. Whoever it is, Lord, we just ask you to speak to them and comfort them all day long, Lord. If it's any grief there, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to give them strength, Lord. Knowing there's a time like this here that one may be missing someone or some person, Lord. We pray for Dexter family, Lord. We pray for the ones that we know that has been gone over a year now, Lord, that you've been with that family, holding them, keeping them, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to bless anyone else that had probably transitioned on this year, Lord, that you just bless them, Lord. Maybe it might be a year down the line before, Lord. Bless them as well, Lord.
Yes.
Give strength to your people today, Lord. Let it be laughter, Lord. Let it be joy today.
Mm-hmm.
Put memories in people's heart, Lord. There's someone knowing that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to lose, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for your spirit, Lord. We thank you for what you're about to do. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better than us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. Lord, we just pray again for Brother Nutter's friend, Lord. His niece and her tutor and everybody, you know, in that way, in that situation, get that strength as well to us. And we ask you to cover us, Lord, if we travel these highways and byways, whether it be spiritual or physical, Lord. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father. And we thank you for everything what you're about to do in this day, too. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
and
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. around.